B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Sukkah Daf Nun Vav. We're going to start the Mishnah 9 lines from the bottom of Daf Nun Hei Omud Beis. Says the Mishnah, B'shloisha Prokim, 3 times a year, and this is referring to the Shloisha Regolim, to Pesach, Shvois, and Sukkahis. Hoyu kol Mishmorois Shavois, Be'imurei HaRegolim, U'Bechiluk Lechem Haponim. And we already learned in a previous Sugya that this is already in very, very early times. The Shevet Kohuna, all the Kohanim, were split up into 24 families, into 24 groups. They're called Mishmoris, watches. And every week was a turn of one of these groups. And there's an order. It was a cycle that went in a specific order, in the order mentioned in the Psukim in Divrei Hayomim. And every week, one Mishmor would come and serve in the Beis HaMikdash. And before Shabbos, the end of the week, the next week's Mishmar would come. And then sometime during Shabbos, towards the end of Shabbos, the new Mishmar would start taking their duties. Now, exactly what happened on Shabbos, etc., we're going to learn a little bit in our Sukkia. But every Shabbos, there were always two groups there. There were two Mishmoris. There was the Mishmar HaYotza, which means the Mishmar that was finishing its duty on Shabbos, and there was the Mishmar HaNichnas. It was the group, the Mishmar, that was starting its work now. And every week, any of the Korbonis that would come, of course, any Kohen who wanted to do his own Korbonis could come any time in the year and do his own Korbonis. Any other Korbonis were done exclusively by the Kohenim of that Mishmar. However, when it comes to the Sholish Regolim, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkahis, all 24 Mishmoris, all the Kohanim, they were in it together. That's what the Mishnah says, that Kol HaMishmoris Shavuos, Be'imurei HaRegolim, which means that any gains that a Kohen would have from doing the Avodah, including the permission to do the Avodah, but the gains of doing the Avodah, they would share not just the Mishmor that was that week's Mishmar, but also all the other Mishmoris. And this includes the hides, skins of the Korbanis Oila, the Choz of Ashoik, the breast and the thigh of the Shalmei Chagiga, which comes because of the Regel, the Korban Shlomim that was brought because it was Yom Tov, any Korbanis that were brought because of Yom Tov, all the Chof Dalad Mishmoris, all the 24 watches were in it together. Those Korbonis that had nothing to do with Yom Tov, they stayed with the Mishmor that would have done it had it not been Yom Tov, because every Mishmor has its own week. And even the Yom Tov falls in the week of one of the Mishmoris. For example, the Korban Tomid, that was brought every day, had nothing to do with Yom Tov. That was still done by the Mishmor that was that week. U'bechiluk lechem aponim, this is a chiddush here, an element of chiddush, that the lechem aponim, even though it had nothing directly to do with the Yom Tov, nonetheless, the distribution of the lechem aponim was done not only to the mishmoris that were there from the weekly cycle, the mishmor hayotza and the mishmor hanichnas, but on Yom Tov, if it was on Shabbos, every Shabbos they would distribute the lechem aponim, the 12 breads that were in the ulam, in the heichal, that would be brought out and distributed. On Yom Tov, if Shabbos was in the middle of Yom Tov, it was distributed amongst all the kohanim of the Chof Dalad Mishmoris. Ba'atzeres, on Shavuos, in the event that Shavuos was on Shabbos, and then they would distribute not only the lechem haponim, which happens to be matzah, wasn't allowed to be chometz, they also had the shtei halechem, the two loaves that were chometz, they were also distributed. So also the lechem aponim and also the shtei alechem were distributed amongst all the 24 mishmoris. And Omer Eloi would say to him, heilech matzah, heilech chometz. Here, they would tell every kohen, here's your piece of lechem aponim, which is matzah, here's your piece of shtei alechem, which is chometz. And during the distribution, we don't say, okay, you take two pieces of lechem aponim and just don't take anything from the Shtei Alechem and somebody else will take two pieces of Shtei Alechem. You're not allowed to do this. Rashi brings from the Gemara elsewhere that Ein Cholkim Korban Keneged Korban. Every person gets his fair share in both of the Korbonis, also the Lechem upon him, also the Shtei Alechem. And the Mishnah seems to be clear that they would give out the Matzah, the Lechem upon him, before the Shtei Alechem. That's something that's going to be discussed in the Gemara. continues the Mishnah, Mishmor Shizmanu Kavua, the Mishmor that was his week's Mishmor was that week, and it happened to be Yom Tov as well. Hu Makriv Tamidim, he brings the Korban Tomids, the Nadorim, the people who made a vow to bring a Korban, then those Korbanos were not Yom Tov related Korbanos, therefore it was done exclusively by the Mishmor that was supposed to be there that week. Unadovis, people who volunteered to bring Korbanos, also had nothing to do with Yom Tov, and also Shar Korbanos Tzibur, other public Korbanos that are not to do with Yom Tov, and we'll have to see in the Gemara what this is referring to. Umakrivis Hakoil, and they put up onto the Mizbech Hakoil everything, and this too is alluding to something that's not explicitly mentioned in the Mishnah, and we're going to see in the Gemara what that is. Says the Gemara, Imurei Haragolim, what was the term used in the Mishnah? That Beshleisha Prokim Bashanon, these three times in the year, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, then all the Mishmoris were equal, were Shavis, but Imurei Haragolim, which would mean the eating of the Korbanis and the hides. The question is, the term Emurim normally refers to the parts that are put onto the Mizbeach. So what does it mean, all the Kohanim, they share in it? What do they share? Nobody gets anything from it. It goes on the Mizbeach. Emuri haragolim shel gavoyaninu. They go on to the Mizbeach. They belong to Hashem. Omer Rav Chisda says that in this context, the word emurim isn't referring to the parts necessarily that are going on the Mizbeach. Rather, the Gemara seems to be saying it comes from the word mashe omur baragolim. Those karbonis that were said, that were designated for Yom Tov, that's the Omur, the Imurim from the term Omur, to say those are the Korbanis we're speaking about, and indeed it's talking about the Oiris of the Oilois and the Chozev Ashoik of the Shlomim. Continues the Gemara Tanu Rabbonon. Minayin, what would be the source? Shekol HaMishmoris Shavois Imuri HaRagolim. What's the source of this, that when it comes to the Yomim Tovim, the Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, that all the Mishmoris are in this together? Talmud Leimar, it says in the Pasuk as follows, V'chi yavoi ha-Levi me'achad she'orecho. When a Levi comes to, referring to a Kohen here, from any of the cities in Eretz Yisrael, Mikol Yisrael, asher hu gar shom, ubo b'chol avas nafshoi el ha-mokim asher yivchar Hashem, and he has a desire to come to the Beis HaMikdosh, v'sheiris, and he can serve there, b'shem Hashem el Yikov, Kachol echov akoyanim ha'im dim shom lifnei Hashem. So from this pasuk that it says, Ubo b'chol avas nafshei, anybody who wants to serve in the Beis HaMikdosh, v'sheiris, he's allowed to serve there. We see that when it comes to the Yomim Tovim, that we see there that at least there's some time that all koyanim are allowed to serve equally. Yochel af b'shayim mois hashona kein. Who told you this pasuk was talking about exclusively Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos? Talmud Leima, if you look in the Pasuk says, Me'achad she'orecho, and this is alluding to the fact, Le'omarti elo b'shar she'kol Yisrael nechnosim b'shar echad. This Pasuk is talking about a time where the whole of Klal Yisrael come and they're all found in a single city. When is that? That's Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos, where all of Klal Yisrael have a mitzvah to be in Yerushalayim, to be Oyle Regel. That's when this Pasuk applies, that any Kohen that comes can serve in the Beis HaMikdosh and is not restricted to the group that's supposed to have been there, or it's, according to the Rota, it's their turn to do the Avodah. Continues the Gemara. U'bechiluk lechem aponim v'chule, we saw in the Mishnah that when Shabbos was on Yom Tov and they would distribute the lechem aponim, all the Chof Dalet Mishmoris would receive an equal share. Says the Gemara Tanu Rabbonon, minayin shekol hamishmoris shavuos bechiluk lechem aponim. What would be the source that when it comes to distributing the lechem aponim in the event that it's Shabbos on Yom Tov, because they only distribute the lechem aponim on Shabbos, and we're talking here about Yom Tov where all the mishmoris are shavuos. What would be the source that lechem aponim, even though it's not directly associated to Yom Tov, it's not a Yom Tov type of avodah, they do it every Shabbos, nonetheless, on Yom Tov, all the mishmoris are shavuos. Where would we learn that from? Talmud Leime, says the Gemara, we learn it from a pasuk, chelek kechelek yoichelu, that a portion against another portion, yoichelu, which means that they receive one portion, every person gets a portion similar to everybody else's, they all share equally the portion. And the Brisa assumes that this is talking about the lechem aponim. So the Braisa explains, k'chelek avoida, in the same way as when it comes to the avoida, which is unique to the regalim, they all have an equal share in their being able to do the avoida, as we saw in the Mishnah. K'chelek achila, so too, when it comes to eating, they all have an equal share. Says the Gemara, my achila. What when the Braisa says that regarding achila, the yoichelu, it's chelek, chelek, they all have an equal share. Ilei mekorbonis, are you going to suggest that it's talking about the korbonis that were brought, the yomtiv korbonis, that they all have an equal share in eating those korbonis? Mihosam nafka? Do you learn it out from that pasuk, chelek, chelek, yoichelu? You learn it out from a different pasuk. The pasuk says, v'chol mincha asher te'ofe batanur v'chol na'aseh b'marcheshes v'al machavas la'koyhein ha'makri v'oiso lo yisihiyeh. That the Kohen who actually does the avoida of the mincha, to him the mincha will be, he's going to eat from it. So you see from there that anyone who has permission to do the avoida also is the one that benefits and eats from that korban. So if we saw before that the korbonis of Yom Tov, the all the kolan mishmoris shavis, whoever did the avoida is also going to eat from it. I don't need the pasuk of chelek chelek yechelu for that. So what would it be, the chelek chelek yechelu, be teaching us? Elo lechem aponim, it would be talking about lechem aponim, which is a type of avoida in the Beis HaMikdosh, where the primary part of the avoida is not being done this Shabbos, it was done the previous Shabbos, when these breads were actually put onto the Shulchan. And here we're talking about just the part which is primarily the eating, which is what was done on Shabbos, it was distributed to be eaten. And this lechem aponim, which is something which is primarily just eaten now, chelek chelek, they all get an equal share in it. Says the Gemara, Yochel af b'choivois abois sheloi machmas haregel beregel. This is another discussion. Maybe that or even not only the lechem aponim, but any other avoida which is done, not only lechem aponim, which is not a Yom Tov type of avoida, and nonetheless we learn from here, chelek chelek yechelu, maybe the pasuk is also telling us that anything else which is not a Yom Tov type of avoida, it doesn't come because it's Yom Tov, also chelek chelek, it will be distributed to everyone. Because the Gemara before in Daf Nun Hei Amud Beis just told us that when it comes to the Shalosh Regalim, all the Kohanim are together. We learn it from the Pasuk, Ubo b'chol avas nafshoi v'sheiris. And now we have another Pasuk that says that even Lechem Aponim, which is not a Yom Tov type of Avoida, nonetheless all the Mishmoris are equal from Chelek Chelek Yechelu. Well, then maybe that's everything on Yom Tov, not only Lechem Aponim. Maybe the Nedorim and Nedovis and the Tumidim and everything which is not Yom Tov related, but we do on Yom Tov as well, because Yom Tov is also just a normal day. Besides for being a Yom Tov, maybe all those avoidas as well, all the Mishmoris or Shavis, they can all do the avoida and eat and divide from the avoida that they're doing. Yochil af b'chayvus aboyis sheloi machmas aregel beregel, that all the kohanim should be equal. Talmud Leiman says no. In that same pasuk, it says chelek chelek yechelu levad, but there's an exclusion mimekorov al ha'avoyis, which means a transaction excluding those avoidis where there was a commitment and a type of a transaction by the ancestors, by the early families and the brothers of the kahuna, that they distributed and made a commitment who would do what when. That ma mochroi ha'ovis zeluze. What did the first families of the kahuna, what did they, so to speak, sell to each other, transact to each other, that each one should have their own time, their own place, and not share with everybody together? Ani b'shaboti v'ata b'shavtecho. They made this commitment, which is what we started with, that we have 24 families here. Every family is going to do the avoida 1 week of the year, and another family, another mishmeres, cannot come in and do the avoida of this mishmar. And since these avoidois, the chovois aboyis sheloi machmas haregel, the tomid, etc., that is done on Yom Tov, but not because of the Yom Tov, that's included in what was transacted back then, that every mishmar would have his week. So even on Yom Tov, that these korbonis, that are not Yom Tov related korbonis, they are included in the mimkorov al ha'avois, and therefore the group that is supposed to be there that week, if it's their week, they are the ones that do it, to the exclusion of any of the other mishmoris. Continues the Gemara. Ba'atzeres oimer loy heilech v'chulu. We said that on Shavuos, where there was a mitzvah of to distribute the shtei lechem, and there was also the lechem aponim, if it was on Shabbos, they distributed the lechem aponim. So we said that we would give every kohen from all the 24 mishmoris a piece of lechem aponim and say, heilech matzah, here's a piece of matzah. They would give every kohen a piece of chometz and say, heilech chometz, here's a piece of chometz, the shtei lechem. So the question is that it seems in the Mishnah that what was first? First, the lechem aponim was given out, heilech matzah, and only then the shtei lechem. We're going to discuss this. Itmar, Rav Omar, and this takes us back to a sugya that we saw much earlier on in the Masechta on Daf Mem Vav. We saw that somebody who wasn't actually engaged in building his sukkah, he just had a sukkah, then on the night of sukkahs, he makes two brachas, she'echayonu and leishiv basukkah. The question is which one is said first. So that's going to be a machlokes between Rav and Rabbi Bar Bar Chona. Rav Omar Sukkah v'achar kach zman. First you say Leishiv Basukkah and then Shechiyonu. Rabbi Bar Bar Chona Omar Zman v'achar kach Sukkah. You first say Shechiyonu and then Leishiv Basukkah. Rav Omar Sukkah v'achar kach zman. Why does Rav say you first say Leishiv Basukkah? Chiyuvet yeyme odif. The obligation of the day has precedence because the Shechiyonu is not necessarily said just on Sukkahs. It's said on all the Yomim Tovim and other times, but Leishiv Basukkah is unique to the Sukkah, its obligation of the day, it's Sukkahs, and therefore it's first. Rabbi Bar Bar Chona Omar, Zman v'achar kach Sukkah, you first say Shechiyonu, because of the rule that we all know that Todir v'she'enu Todir, if you have two things that need to be done or said, one is done more frequently than the other, Todir Koidim, the one that's done more frequently, as precedence, is the one that is done. And since Shechiyonu is said more often than Leishiv Basukkah, therefore you say Shechiyonu first. Now the Gemara is suggesting, Lema, that Rav, Rabbi Bar Bar Chona, this machlekas, where the Chiyuva de Yoyma is first, or Todir is first, is Bepluktu de Beshamay Besilil Kamifligi. It seems to be a machlekas Besilil and Beshamay. We learnt about this also in Maseches Brachos and also in Maseches Psochim. The Tanu Rabbonon, Dvorim Shabein Beshamay Besilil Besuda, amongst the things where Beshamay and Besilil argued upon relating to the mealtime, that Beshamay Oimrim, because on a typical Friday night, you make two brachos. You make a bracha Mekadesh HaShabbos called Kiddush Hayoim, and you make a bracha of Hagofen, Beir Pri Hagofen. And if you don't have wine, it would be using bread, and then you would say Hamoyti Lech Menoretz, but that's considered the bracha on the wine. The question is, what do you say first? Do you say Mekadesh HaShabbos first, or do you say the Hagofen first? It's a machlokes, Beshamay Besilil. Beshamay Imri Mevorech Al Hayoim, Beshamay say, you first say the Yoim, the bracha of the day, and it's not necessarily only Shabbos, it could be Yom Tov as well. We'll just talk about Shabbos because it's more common, it's more familiar. Mekadesh HaShabbos first and then Hagofen. V'achar kach Mevorech Al Hayayin. U'Beshilil Oimrim. Beshilil argue and say Mevorech Al Hayayin. You first say Hagofen v'achar kach Mevorech Al Hayayin and then Mekadesh HaShabbos, which is what we do. Beshama Oimrim Mevorech Al Hayayin v'achar kach Mevorech Al Hayayin. What's the reasoning behind Beshamay that you first say Mekadesh HaShabbos? Because Shehayayim Goyrim L'Yayim Shiyovoy. It's the day that is the cause of the wine. If it wouldn't be a chiyuv of Kiddush HaShabbos, if Shabbos wouldn't be here, there would be no Hagofen. And therefore, we say first Mekadesh HaShabbos, and only then we say Hagofen. And another reason, Ukvar Kiddush HaYayim V'adayin Yayin Lo'ibo. The Shabbos itself is not dependent on the wine. Even if you were you not to have wine, Shabbos would come in. And therefore, you say the Mekadesh HaShabbos first, and only then the Hagofen. Beshilil Oimrim. Beshilil argue and say, Mevorech Al Hayayin. Why? Va'achar kach Mevorech Al Hayayin. Shehayayin goyrim lo kiddush shetayomer. Number one, because kiddush is dependent on the wine. If you'd have no wine or bread in its place, if you'd have nothing to make kiddush on, you actually wouldn't say the kiddush. And therefore, you first say the agofen, and only then the mekadesh hashabbos, the kiddush. Shehayayin goyrim lo kiddush shetayomer. Dova acher, another reason, that birchas hayayin tadira, or birchas yem einay tadira. What's done more frequently? Mekadesh HaShabbos or Hagofen? Of course, Hagofen. Todir v'sheinu todir, todir koidim. You always do the more frequent one first, and therefore you say Hagofen before Mekadesh HaShabbos. That's the machlokes Beshamay Besilil. That Beshamay say that the choivas hayoim is first, and Besidel say, and one of the reasons that Todir is first. So the Gemara is saying, Leimer Rav that says that the Chiyuva D'Yom, which is Sukkos, which is Leishiv Basukkah, is before Shecheyanu, the Omar Beshamai is follows Beshamai, who say that Mekadesh HaShabbos is before Agofen, because it's the Chayvas HaYom. The Rabbi Bar Barchonon says that Shecheyanu is before Leishiv Basukkah, because it's Todir, it's more frequent, the Omar Kebeshillel follows Beshillel, who says in one of the explanations that Hagofen is before Mekadesh HaShabbos, because it's more frequent. So, of course, that could be the case. That means Rav definitely also follows Beis Shammai, and Rav Bar Barchonon definitely also follows Beis Hillel. The question is Rav only following Beis Shammai, or is there a way that Rav can say that Beis Hillel would agree that Leishiv Basukkah is before Shecheyanu? And can Rabbi Bar Barchonon, is there any way that Beis Shammai would agree that in the case of Sukkah, Shecheyanu is before Leishiv Basukkah? Omel Chorav. So Rav says, "Ano de Omri afilu leBeis Hillel." Rav says, "Of course, I've got no issue with Beis Shammai's ruling because Beis Shammai say Chayvas Hayim. But even Beis Hillel could agree with me. That means what Rav is saying is Beis Shammai would agree with me, but even Beis Hillel could agree with me. Because Ad Kan leKomer Beis Hillel. When do Beis Hillel say that the Hagofen is before the Mekadesh HaShabbos?" Is Hosom Eloch Shayayin Goyrim Lekidusha Shetoymer. It's true that the second reason of Beis Hillel was because it's more frequent, in which case Shecheyanu is more frequent than Leishiv Basukkah. But the main and first reason of Beis Hillel was that the wine is causing Kiddush to be said. And since without wine, Kiddush is not said, Hagofen is before Mekadesh HaShabbos. Aval Hocha, but here in the case of Sukkah, would it be true to say that Shecheyanu, if not for the Shecheyanu, we wouldn't say Leishiv Basukkah? Of course that's not true. Ilav Zman Milo Yomrin on Sukkah. Even if you don't say Shecheyanu, you would say Leishiv Basukkah. And the whole Yontav, we say Leishiv Basukkah, even if there's no Shecheyanu. Even you've said Shecheyanu on the first day, you don't, every other day you say Leishiv Basukkah. And therefore, Rav says that in this case, I agree that Shecheyanu is more frequent, but you don't have the added reason of being dependent on the more frequent one, and therefore, by Kiddush, where the Kiddush is dependent on the Yayin, on the more frequent Hagofen, if it's also a dependency on the more frequent one, then the more frequent one takes precedence. But in the case of Sukkah, you don't have that. In that case, even Beis Hillel would agree that the Chayvas Hayyim comes first. Rabbi Bar Barchonon Omar Lecho. Rabbi Bar Barchonon will say that Beis Hillel certainly hold what I'm saying. Beis Hillel say that Todir v'sheinu Todir Koidim, and that's why Agofen is before Mekadesh HaShabbos. So we would understand that what I, Rabbi Bar Barchonon, is saying that Shecheyanu is before Sukkah because it's more frequent. But he says, but not only that. And no, I Rabbi Bar Barchonon de Omri afilu leBeis Shammai. Even Beis Shammai, you say that you say Mekadesh HaShabbos before Shecheyanu, before Hagofen, sorry, will agree that when it comes to the Sukkah, he'll say Shecheyanu first and only afterwards Leishiv Basukkah. Why? Ad kan le'omru Beis Shammai hosom. Why did Beis Shammai say that you say Mekadesh HaShabbos before the Hagofen? Elosh ha'yoyim goyrim li'yayin sheyovi. That's only because the Kiddush is dependent on the Shabbos. Had there not been a Shabbos, if there wouldn't be Kedushas Shabbos, there would be no Hagofen. And therefore you first say Mekadesh HaShabbos and only then Hagofen. Aval Hocha, but in the case of Sukkah, is it true to say that if not for Sukkah, if you wouldn't have a Sukkah, there would be no Shecheyanu? That's not true either. Ilav Sukkah, Milo Emrinon Zman, even if somebody hasn't got a Sukkah, you say Shecheyanu. First night of Yom Tov, it's Yom Tov, even if you don't have a Sukkah, you say Shecheyanu. And therefore, since the more frequent one is not dependent on the less frequent one, not like Yayin and Yoim, where the Yayin is dependent on the Yoim, and therefore, even though Yayin is Todir, we say the Yoim first. In the case of Sukkah, where the Sukkah is not dependent on the Yayin, then we say Todir Koidim, even according to Beis Shammai. And therefore, Rabbi Bar Barchonon is not a contradiction to Beis Shammai. Continues the Gemara. We learnt in the Mishnah, Ba'atzeres Oimer Lecho Heileich Matzah Heileich Chometz. And this is why the Gemara brought this whole subject of whether you say Leishiv Basukah before Shechayonu or Mekadish HaShabbos before Agofen. This is why it came in. In the Mishnah we learned, it says they first distributed the Lechem Aponim, which was Matzah, and then they distributed the Shtei Alechem, that was Chometz. Now the Lechem Aponim is definitely more todir, it's more frequent. The Shtei HaLechem is definitely the Mitzvah Sayyim. It's unique to Shavuos. The Lechem Aponim is really a tofel. It was the main avoida was done the previous week, and here they're just eating it, and it's not really associated directly and exclusively to the fact that it's Yom Tov. V'ahocha dechometz, the Shtei HaLechem Iker, is the Chivas Hayoim, it's Shavuos, Umatzah and the Lechem Aponim Tofel is just a Tofel to it, is by the way to it, Uktoni, and nonetheless we learned in the Mishnah, Heilech Matzah, Veheilech Chometz, that you first give out the Lechem Aponim, which is Todir, even though the Shtei Alechem is the Chivas Hayoim. And this seems to contradict what Rav said that when you have Sukkah and Zman, that the Chivas Hayoim is first. Even though Zman is more Todir, the Chivas Hayim is first. So why, in the same way as Sukkah is before, Leishiv HaSukkah is before Shechayonu, why isn't the Shtei HaLechem given out before the Lechem Aponim? Tiyufta to Rav, is this a refutation to Rav's logic? Says the Gemara, no, Omer l'chorav tanoihi. There's actually machlekes tanoim. I understand the Mishnah wouldn't be following what I'm saying, but I have other tanoim and I'm following them. The Tani we learnt in the Braisa, Heileich Matzah v'Heileich Chometz, that the Tanakhama hold that first you give out the Lechem Aponim and then the Shtei Alechem, as it says in our Mishnah. Abashol Oimer Heilech Chometz Heilech Matzah. You first give out the Shtei Alechem and then the Lechem Aponim. And Rav says, I'm following Abashol. Continues the Gemara. Dorash of Nachman Bar Rav Chizda. Loikadivri Rav de Omar Sukkah v'achar kach zman. The Aloch is not like Rav that you first say Leishiv Basukkah and then you say Shechayonu. Elo zman v'achar kach Sukkah. You first say Shechayonu, and then you say the Leishiv Basukah, and that follows the opinion of Rabbi Bar Chona. Rav Sheshes Bereiter of Idi Omar, no, Sukkah v'achar kach zman. You first say Leishiv Basukah, and then you say Shechayonu like Rav. V'hilchus Sukkah v'achar kach zman, the Aloch is like Rav. You first say Leishiv Basukah, and only after that you say Shechayonu. Continues the Gemara. Mishmar shezmanu kavua v'chulu v'shar korbonis tzibur. We saw that anything that is not coming directly because of Yom Tov, consequent from Yom Tov, there we don't say kol ha-mishmoris shavis, that all the groups of the Kohanim, the 24 groups, the mishmoris are all equal. No, then it's given just to the groups that are there for that week. Every week had its group. So what are examples of those? The Tmidim, the daily korban tamid, has nothing to do with Yom Tov. Nedarim or nedavos. And then we mentioned another two things. Shar korbanos tzibur, other public korbanos, and makrives hakoil. What are these two things referring to? Says the Gemara, shar korbanos tzibur la'asuyei mai, what's this coming to include? La'asuyei par helam dovo shel tzibur usiri avodas kechovim. We're not going to go at length here, this whole prokim later on in Shas in Kochim that discuss this, but in certain cases, when the Beis Din HaGadol made a mistaken ruling, and the majority of the public, they followed this mistaken ruling on one of the more serious averus, then they have to bring a par helam dovor shel tzibur, and in the case where the mistaken ruling was avodah zara related, they have to bring a seiras avodas kechovim, a goat, with a special korban. And if this was done, if these averus were done on Yom Tov, then that's called shar korbonis tzibur, and it's not kolash mishmoris shavis. We don't say that all the kohanim and all the groups have the same rights to do this avoda. No, it's unique to the group that's supposed to be there for in the weekly rota of the groups. Now v'hu makrivas hakoil, the final words of the Mishnah, that the groups that are supposed to be there, they have the rights to do the avoda, is makrivas hakoil. They offer up everything. What's this including? Lasuye mai, lasuye kaitz hamizbeach. Kaitz is like a type of dessert. So the mizbeach also, when the mizbeach, so to speak, is like empty, there's no korbanos to put on the mizbeach, then they would bring oilois, they would make an oilo, just in order the Mizbeach should be engaged in offering up korbonos. That's called kayetz ha-mizbeach, and these korbonos were offered up not by all the mishmoris, but just the mishmor that was there that week, that was supposed to be there his week. Continues the next Mishnah. Yom Tov ha-samuch le-Shabbos bein milefaneo bein le-achareo. If Yom Tov is close to Shabbos, which means Yom Tov on a Friday or Yom Tov on a Sunday, then hoyu kol ha-mishmoris shavois b'chiluk lechem aponim. Then all the 24 mishmoris share the lechem aponim equally on that Shabbos, a Shabbos that is close to Yom Tov, which means a Shabbos which is just before a Yom Tov day and just after a Yom Tov day. We'll have to see in the Gemara what that means. Does that mean that the second day of Yom Tov is Shabbos, or the second last day of Yom Tov is Friday? And that means the first day of Yom Tov is Shabbos, or the last day of Yom Tov is Shabbos? Which means that the second day of Yom Tov is Shabbos, or the second last day of Yom Tov is Shabbos? Or does the Mishnah mean that Yom Tov is close to Shabbos, which means that the first day of Yom Tov is a Sunday, or the last day of Yom Tov is a Friday, which is how the Gemara is going to explain the Mishnah. But in that case, kol ha-mishmor is shavuos b'chiluk lechem aponim. Says the Mishnah, chol liyos yoim echod lehafsik beintayim. If there's a day in between the Shabbos and the Yom Tov, for example, if Yom Tov starts on a Monday, or if Yom Tov finishes on a Thursday. So you have a Friday between the end of Yom Tov and Shabbos, or a Sunday between Shabbos and the beginning of Yom Tov. Then Mishmor Shezmanoi Kavua, then the Mishmor, the group of Kohanim, that this Shabbos was their week, Hoyonotl Eser Chalos. They take 10 of the 12 Chalos and distribute it between them. And as we know, that every Shabbos, there were two groups that would distribute the Lechem Aponim. It would be distributed amongst the group that's going out and the group that's coming in. Whether it's distributed equally or not, we're going to see soon. But the 10 chalos are distributed between those two groups that are there. Vamis'akev, and the extra group, which is just hanging around there because they didn't feel comfortable going home on Friday after Yom Tov before Shabbos, or coming on Sunday before Yom Tov, and therefore they were there for the extra Shabbos, Neutel Shtayim, they between them distribute the last two of the 10 Chalos. U'b'shah Yemois HaShono, the whole year round, when you have Shabbos, Hanichnas, the group that was coming in to start the week's Avodah, Neutel Sheish, they distribute between themselves 6 of the 12 Chalos. Vayotza, and the group leaving, Neutel Sheish, they get the other 6. Rabbi Yehuda argues and says, no, Hanichnas, the group that's coming in this Shabbos, Noitel Sheva gets 7 of the 12 Chalos, Vayotza, and the group leaving, Noitel Chomesh gets 5 of the 12 Chalos. Says the Mishnah, Hanichnosim, the group that's coming in, and they are getting either 6 Chalos or the 7 Chalos, they are Cholkin B'Tzofin. They would distribute the Lechem Aponim on the Tzofin side, on the northern side of the Azara. And Rashi says here, because the Tzofin is the Iker, we see that the Kolche Kolchim has to be Shechted in the Tzofin. It's the main place where the Avodah was done, and therefore the Nichnosim, the people are now coming into work, that's where they distribute the Lechem Aponim. And Vayotzim, and the group that is leaving, that are getting either 6 Chalos according to the Tanakama, or 5 Chalos according to Rabbi Yehuda, that was distributed on the Dorim side, on the south side of the Azara. The final statement to the Mishnah, Bilga. Bilga was one of the families of the Kohanim, was called Bilga. Lo'olam chilekes b'dorim. Even when they came in, when they started their week of Avodah on that Shabbos, they didn't get their bread, their share of the Lechem Aponim on the Tzofin side, they got it on the Dorim side. They were always looked down upon, and they were always got their breads on the Dorim side. And also, another type of fine and penalty that they got, we'll soon see why, was that Tabat or Kavua, next to the Mizbeach, there were 24 rings attached to the ground that could be swiveled round to hold the neck of the animals that were being shechted, and they corresponded to the 24 groups of Kohanim. Every group had their own, every Mishmar had their own ring, but the the group, the Mishmar of Bilga, the ring was fixed, it was not usable. They were forced to resort to use a different family's ring. And also the Chaloyin Astuma, there were these windows, there were these gaps in the wall behind the Ulam, by the Heichal, where each group of Kohanim, there were 24 such windows, where they would put and store their chalafs, their knives for the Shechita, and the Bilga's window was sealed completely, they couldn't use it. Those were the three penalties they got. We'll see in the Gemara why. Says the Gemara, Mai milafoneo or mai milacharel. We saw in the first statement of the Mishnah that Yom Tov hasomuch leShabbos, if Yom Tov is close to Shabbos, bein milafoneo, either on a Friday, bein leacharel, or on a Sunday, then that Shabbos, which is before the Sunday or after the Friday, kol haMishmoris shavos bechiluk lechem aponim. The question, says the Gemara, Mai milafoneo, mai milacharel. What does it mean that Yom Tov was on Sunday, Yom Tov was on Friday? What does that mean? Ilei milafoneo, when it says that Yom Tov was on a Friday, lefoneo is before Shabbos. If what Yom Tov was on a Friday, Yom Tov Rishon, the first day of Yom Tov, which means that Shabbos is going to be the second day of Yom Tov. Leacharel, what does it mean that Yom Tov is on a Sunday? Yom Tov Acharin, it means the last day of Yom Tov is on a Sunday, which means the Shabbos we're talking about is the second last day of Yom Tov. Hainu Shabbos Shabbatei Chachag. Then this Shabbos we're talking about is a Shabbos in the Yom Tov. And we already said in the previous Mishnah that the Shabbos Batei Chachag, we give out the lechem upon him to everybody equally. What's our Mishnah coming to be mechadish? Elo, it must be that lefaneo, when it says Yom Tov is on a Friday, Yom Tov Achroin, it means the last day of Yom Tov is on a Friday, and the Shabbos is already after Yom Tov, immediately following Yom Tov. Leachrea, when it says that Yom Tov is a Sunday, Yom Tov Rishon, it means the first day of Yom Tov was a Sunday, and the Shabbos we're discussing is Erev Yom Tov. So there, we may have thought that since the Shabbos we're discussing is not in the Yom Tov, it's before or after the Yom Tov, maybe the Lechem Aponim is not distributed to all the Chofdalet Mishmoris, it's only distributed to the Mishmor HaNichnas and Mishmor HaYetza. So that's what the Mishnah is coming to say. No, nonetheless, we give out the Lechem Aponim to all the Mishmoris equally. My Tama, why is that true? Kiven dehani mekadmi v'hani me'achri, since they don't have a choice, it's Yom Tov on Sunday, and you have to be there. All the Mishmoris want to be there on Sunday. They're allowed to be there on Sunday. When should they travel? On Sunday? They can't travel on Sunday, so they have to come before Shabbos. And the people who are there for Yom Tov, when are they going to leave? They're going to leave on Shabbos. They can't leave on Shabbos. They have to stay for Shabbos, even though Shabbos is already after Yom Tov. Since they all have to be there, Tiknu Rabbonon Milsa, the Rabbonon made a takona, they instated, Kehecha de Nichli Bahada Adodi, in order that they should all eat together, and there should be shalom between them, that the Chachomim said that all the Lechem Aponim is distributed to all the Chof Dalet Mishmoris, even though it's not actually Yom Tov. Continues the Gemara, Chol Yoim Echod V'goymer V'chulu, that we saw in the Mishnah, that if Chol Lies Yoim Echod, if there's a day in between them, then the Mishmor Shezmanu Kavua, etc. We learn to the Mishnah, and then the Mishnah continues and says that on a regular Shabbos, how do we distribute the Lechem Aponim? So the Mishnah says, the Tanna Kamma says, six were given to the Mishmar HaNichnas, six to the Mishmar HaYotza. Rabbi Yehuda says, five to the Mishmar HaYotza, and seven to the Mishmar HaNichnas. Asks the Gemara, V'hanetarti, these extra two that Rabbi Yehuda says, that you give it to the Mishmar HaNichnas, and the Mishmar Yetzer lose them. I mean, instead of being six and six, it's five and seven. Maya Viditayu. What did the group coming in do to deserve that they should get the extra lechem upon him? Omer Rav Yitzchok answered, Beschar Hagofas Dlosis. The doors of the Azorah have to be closed. Who closed them? It was the Mishmar HaYetzer that opened them. They're not the ones that are going to close them, because the time it comes to closing the doors, it's already the job of the Mishmar HaNichnas, the group coming in. Since they had to finish off, they had to close the doors that the previous group opened, they were deserving of the extra Lechem Haponim. Asks the Gemara, V'leimer lei del bedel. Why don't the groups say to each other, and say, listen, this week, that means the group that's leaving should say to the group that's coming in and say, listen, according to the letter of the law, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you're going to get seven, we're going to get five. But next week, you're going to be leaving, you're going to get 5, and the next group is going to get 7. Let's just cancel the whole thing out. Dal badal, let's just remove this rule and always get 6 each. It's true that maybe there's reason to give you a bit extra now, but that means you're going to get less next week. Let's just cut out this rule and keep it even. Omar Abaya says no. Abaya says that we have a golden rule. Never wait to possibly receive something later, because later might not happen. By the time later comes, you may end up losing instead of gaining. Butzina tova mikara. If somebody offers you a small vegetable called butzina and says, listen, I have this vegetable, it's in the ground, it's still small, it's yours. You can either pluck it out and eat it, or you can wait a bit, and if you wait, it will become much bigger and tastier maybe, or fatter, and then you'll gain more. And we say no. Butzina, you're given it now, take what you have now, instead of waiting to receive something later. So the group that's coming in says, it's true that maybe next week we would get the extra one if we forego our extra ones this week. But we'd rather take what we're given now and not rely on later, because later it could be there'll be more kayanim when we leave the next week, and then everyone will get a smaller part of the lechem upon him. It's not worth pushing it off. Continues the Gemara. Omer Rav Yehuda said that on every Shabbos, any Shabbos, like we had the lechem upon him, we saw in the Mishnah was split between the Mishmor HaNichnas and the Mishmor HaYotza. The Musaf also, even though the one that actually did the Avoida, the group that offered up the Korban Musaf, they were the group that were leaving. However, the group that were coming in had to bother with the Korban Musaf to make sure on the Mizbeach to turn it over and make sure it gets burnt well, which means they both had a share in doing the Avoida, because we know, we've already seen previously, whoever does the Avoida gets the benefits of the Avoida. So they're both involved in doing it somewhat. And Rav Yehuda says that even though the Hakrova of the Musaf was done by the first group, but nonetheless, the hides are split between both groups, like the lechem aponim. Asks the Gemara Meisvei, Mishmoro ayoitza, oise tomit shel shachar, umusofin. We learned explicitly that the group that's leaving, they do the korban tomid and the korban musaf. Mishmeres hanichneses, then the group that's coming in, oise tomit shel bein arbaim, they are the ones who do the korban tomid of the afternoon, and the bezichin, they are the ones that remove the 2 spoons of the levoina with the lechem aponim, and they put the levoina from these 2 spoons onto the mizbeach, and that allows the lechem aponim to be eaten. And that is done by the group that is coming in, but that's all it says there. Ve'ilu musafin cholkin leiktoni. It doesn't say there that they split the hides of the korban musaf. So it answers the Gemara, and this seems to contradict what Rav says. Answers the Gemara, no. Hay tana b'chaluka leikomari. This Tana is not discussing how they divide between themselves the benefits of the avoida, what that is to be gained from the parts of the avoida. That's not what the discussion of the Tanoim, and therefore there's no reason it should be there, and therefore it's not a contradiction to what Rav said. Omar Rabba Bar Rov, Omar Rova, V'ho Tana de Bei Shmuel. There's a brisa that was learned in the Beis Medrash of Shmuel, de Meira B'chaluka, that's explicitly talking about dividing the parts of the korbonis, U'b'musofin chilkin leiktoni, and it doesn't say there that they split the hides of the korban musaf. De Tana de Bei Shmuel, Mishmora Yetzer, the group that's leaving, Oysa Tomit Shal Shachar, they still do the korban tomit of the morning of Shabbos, U'musofin, they bring the korban musaf. Mishmora Nichnes, as the group coming in, Oysa Tomit Shal Bein Arbaim, and Ubazichin, as we saw, Arba Koyanim and 4 Koyanim Hoyu Nichnosim Shom would go into the Azara, Shnayim Mishmarzu, Ushnayim Mishmarzu, 2 from each Mishmar, 2 from the Mishmar that's leaving, 2 from the Mishmar that's coming, V'cholkim Lechem Aponim, and they divide the Lechem Aponim between them. So it's explicitly talking about dividing the Lechem Aponim. V'ilu B'musafin, Chilkin loikatoni, and it doesn't say that they divide the skins of the korban musaf. So it seems to be clear from here, not like Rav Yehuda. Tiyufta to Rav Yehuda, Tiyufta, the Gemara says, indeed, there's a refutation from here against Rav Yehuda. And Rashi discusses why the Gemara doesn't bring proof from our Mishnah that also discusses the division of the Lechem Aponim and doesn't mention the Musafin. Continues the Gemara, Hanichnosim Chilkim B'Tzofin, we saw that the group coming into the, starting the Avodah, that for the following week, they would receive their share of the Lechem Aponim on the Tzofin side of the Azara, and the group that are leaving would get their share of the Lechem Aponim on the Dorim side. Tonu Rabbonon, Hanichnosim Chilkim B'Tzofin, Kedei Sheyiru Shein Nichnosim, in order that one should see and make it clear, they are the ones who are coming in. It should be clear who's coming in and who's leaving. And Rashi said before in the Mishnah that that Tzofin is the Ikar, is the main place of the Aveda, the Shechit of the Kochim were done on the Tzofin, and that's why they received their share. The more dominant group, the group that's coming into work, they got their Shlechem Aponim on the Tzofin. Continues the Gemara. Bilga le'olam chalekes b'dorim. We saw that the group called Bilga always received their lechem aponim on the Dorim side of the Azara. Tonu Rabbonon, Maisab Miriam bas Bilga. There was Miriam, the daughter of Bilga, one of the girls from the group of Bilga. Shehimira dosa. She went off the derech, as it's called it. She rejected the Yiddishkeit. V'holcha v'nosos l'sardiyot echod mimalchei Yvonim, she went and she married an officer from one of the kings, one of the Greek kings. Kshenichnusu Yvonim leheichel, when the Greeks, and we know this from the Chanukah story, when the Greeks came into the heichel, hoysom va'etes besandalo, she would kick with her sandal, al gabe ha-mizbeach, on the mizbeach, va'omron, she would say, lukus, lukus, you mizbeach, you're compared to a wolf, 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 ad mose atamachale mamoinom shal Yisrael, how long are you going to consume the money of Klal Yisrael? V'yat o'imid aleim b'shaz hadchak, and you're not standing with them at the time, in pressing times. U'kesheshomu chachomim b'dover, when the chachomim heard what had transpired, kovu es tabosa, they gave her a fine, they gave her a penalty, and said, your group, your ring that was dedicated for your group to be used to shech the korbonis, we're going to close that, we're going to fix it into the ground, it's not going to be able to be used. And also v'sosmu es chaloino, and also we're going to close up that window the ledge that we're talking about, where they would store the knives used to shecht in the Beis HaMikdash, is also going to be blocked up. V'yesh Oimrim. Some say that what actually happened there was not an incident with Miriam Bas Bilga. It was actually something to do with the entire group called Bilga, that Mishmarta Yishoy HaLavoy, they took their time coming, they were lazy, they were not there on time. V'nichnas Yeshevav Ochiv, the brother, the next family, though actually the family that was before the Bilga, the one that was supposed to be leaving at the end of Shabbos, they realized Bilga group didn't come. They didn't roll up, so they had to stay extra time until Bilga came in order to do the Avoida. So V'nichnas Yeshevav Ochiv, Imoy V'shimesh Tachtov, and they were serving together when in the time which was really Bilga's slot. Even though, generally speaking, the neighbors, those that are close to wicked people, normally lose because they learn from the wicked ways of the Roshoim. However, these neighbors, so to speak, of Bilga, the Yeshevav group, they actually gained. Because Bilga always received the Lechem Aponim as a penalty for what happened on the Dorim side. But Yeshevav, even when it was his time to leave, they would receive their part share of the lechem upon him on the Tzofin side. Now the Gemara is saying, according to the reasoning, that the reason that the mishmeres of Bilga was fined, was given the penalty, was because they were lazy, they didn't come. Hainu de konsinon de kula mishmar. We can understand that the whole mishmar got punished. Elo lemanda oma Miriam bas Bilga shehimira dosa. If it was just one Miriam bas Bilga who she rejected her religion, then mishum brate, because of this one daughter, konsinon lele didei, do we punish her father Bilga and the whole group? Omar Abai says, yes. Why? Kuta omri in shi. Because everybody knows, people say, Shuta diyanuka, the other things that a child speaks outside, Bashuka in public, oidavua, oidiimi. He heard it either from his father or from his mother. If Bilga spoke like that, it's coming from the home, and therefore the home was punished. Okay, so her parents deserve to be punished also. But why does the whole Mishmar have to be punished? Says the Gemara, Marabaya, Oy l'rosha, Oy l'shchenoy. Woe to a wicked person, woe to his neighbors. You're all one family, you're all neighboring with each other. And therefore, if one person in this group is not doing well, is a rosha, then the shchenim, the neighbors, they also get punished. And Rashi says that it's self-evident that if the neighbors of a wicked person get punished, then even more so, the neighbors of a tzaddik, they get even more benefited from it. Toiv l'tzaddik, toiv l'shcheinoi. The final words of the Gemara. In brackets, we have a posuk. It seems that Rashi, who gave a different explanation, it seems that Rashi didn't have this in the Gemara, but in the Gemara it says, you learn it from a posuk, shenemar, imru tzaddik ki toiv, ki prima alelem yoichelu, that the ways of a tzaddik are good and they have fruits, the tzaddik and all those surrounding the tzaddik, they benefit. Hadron alocha cholil, v'slikolo masecha sukkah, b'siyata d'shmai, we finished perek cholil, and with that we finished masecha sukkah. B'siyata d'shmai, we're going to do chazora and review perek cholil and masecha sukkah, and in Mirtz Hashem, in the next year, we're going to start Beitza Daf Beis.